Hi, amazing one. Welcome and thank you for joining me on today's episode of Talk More with Nessa. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of my podcast. It's so good to have you with me here on today's episode, and I hope you had a wonderful weekend. You were able to relax, you're able to, you know, set things straight and get ready for the new week ahead. On today's episode, I will be talking about ways to look after your mental health. And you know already, it is Mental Health Monday, and we talk about our mental health on Mondays. So it's very, very important to take care of yourself and get the most from life. And if you're not mentally all right, you can be able to get the most from life. So I have some practical ways to look after your mental health and make simple changes in how you live your life, and you know, just be better mentally. First things first, learn to talk about your feelings. A lot of times we're boiling inside, our head is hurting, our throats are aching because there are words that we want to spew but we can't say them. We are holding it all in. And holding it all in is actually going to hurt you, and you know, it makes the thing that's bothering you to stay longer in your head. So talking about your feelings can help you to stay in good mental health. Vent about it to a best friend, or vent about it in your journal, your diary. Just talk about it until you feel much better and you feel less troubled. Secondly, stay active. I cannot overemphasize how important it is for you to exercise, even if it is crunches, if it is sit-ups, skipping. There's so many exercises that you can do, and there are so many apps online these days that you can actually follow on exercising. So regular exercise can boost your self-esteem. It makes you concentrate better, it makes you sleep better, it makes you feel better generally. And exercising also keeps the brain and your other vital organs healthy. It is a significant benefit towards improving your mental health, and when you stay active, you're happy. Another practical step towards, you know, protecting or looking after your mental health is eating healthy. Your brain needs a mix of nutrients in order to stay healthy and function well. So just like every other part of your body, you have to have a diet that is good for your physical health and also good for your mental health. And when you're able to eat the right diet, you feel better. Not just eating the right diet, you also have to eat on time, because sometimes when you don't eat, you have hypoglycemia, and there's lack of a low sugar in the body. And sometimes when you're hungry too, you get cranky, you're angry. So I know a couple of people that they get angry when they are hungry. So I just know that I can't talk to them until they've eaten. At that moment when they're angry, when they're hungry, rather, they can, you know, spill angry words at you or do irrational things. Not because they mean it, but because they are hungry. So eat healthy, eat foods that are rich in protein, carbohydrate, fat, oil, eat vegetables, take nutritious meals. And as much as you're feeding your body, you're also feeding your mental health, because you're treating your body well, so your brain is going to receive that as well. This one is about drinking responsibly. The next step. A lot of people drink alcohol to change their mood, and we have people who also drink to deal with loneliness, to deal with fear, to deal with anxiety. But the effect is always temporary. So when it wears off, you're back to square one and you're back to the real life situation that is actually in front of you. So why drink it? When the drink wears off, you feel worse because of the way the alcohol has affected your brain and the rest of your body. So drinking is not a good way to manage your difficult feelings. can talk about your feelings, like I stated in the beginning. Talk about your feelings, journal it down, vent to somebody, talk to a close friend, talk to a family member. Anything other than, you know, trying to drink away your sorrow, because nobody ever fixed their problems from drinking. I never saw problems solved through drinking. Next step is keeping in touch. There's nothing better than catching up with someone face to face, but that's not always possible because we're in a very busy generation. We're a busy generation of people. We have one thing to do, we have another thing to catch up with. So time is always not on our side. But you can also give people a call, you can drop them a note, you can chat to them online, and just keep in touch and keep the lines of communication open. It is very, very good for you to have people that you talk to, friends to keep up with. It helps you stay in touch. Ask for help. That's another point. Nobody is a superhero. No. Sometimes we get tired. We are overwhelmed by how we feel, especially when things don't go according to plan. So if things are getting too much for you to handle and you can't cope, learn to say, please, can you help me? Please, I need your help on this. Ask your close friends, ask your family members, and they'll be able to help you. They'll offer you practical help or a listening ear. Finally, take a break. In this generation where people, you know, hype the word busy, it's like we're always striving to be seen as busy, 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 busy. Oh, I don't even have time for myself. Oh, I can barely remember to eat lunch. No, all of these things are unhealthy. Take a break. Relax. Even if it's 5 minutes, you know, take a pause from working, from tapping on your screen. Spend a few minutes with yourself and de-stress during that period. Give yourself some me time. Always, always try to, you know, schedule a me time for yourself every week. The me time doesn't have to be extravagant. You don't have to go to some pricey restaurant or some pricey place to get yourself some dresses or shoes or whatever. It has to do with just de-stressing. So me time could be you taking your favorite tea, relaxing as you walk around your house, as you notice the scenery, as you notice the beauty of nature. Taking a me time can be listening to your favorite song, dancing with yourself, or dancing with a loved one. It doesn't have to be expensive. So learn to de-stress. Take time out. Take a break in between work. Stretch yourself. Relax. Bring yourself back to the moment. And remember that no matter how busy you are, your body needs to rest. Your body needs a break. I feel like dropping an extra point, so I'm do that. Another way to look after your mental health is doing something that you love, something you're good at, something that, yes, you're a pro at. You know that feeling you get when somebody says, oh, this person is good at this thing, you can trust this person on this thing, you feel so good. What do you love doing? What activities can you lose yourself in? What are the things that drives you? If you can't remember, think back to when you were a little kid. What things did you do, or what were the things you did that brought you so much joy and peace? Enjoying yourself can help you beat the stress of life. So doing an activity that you enjoy probably means you're good at it. And then when you achieve something from that activity, it boosts your self-esteem, your self-confidence, and you feel so good about yourself. Learn to accept who you are. We're all different humans. We can't be all the same. If the world had the same people, it would be so boring. Imagine if everyone was a scientist or everyone was just into tech, we all did one particular thing. We didn't have any form of diversity. It would be so boring. So learn to enjoy the fact that you're a different person and you are unique in your own way. It is much healthier to accept that you're unique than to wish to be more like somebody else. Feeling good about yourself boosts your confidence to learn new skills, and it helps you to, you know, enjoy life more. Good self-esteem helps you cope when life takes a difficult turn. So learn to love yourself the way you are. And that will be all for today on Mental Health Monday. I hope this episode was quite helpful to you. If it was, don't forget, like I always say, to share with somebody. Another episode again. Here's wishing you an amazing Monday, an amazing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, down to Friday, where you have lots of sunshine, lots of happiness. And I pray that the universe sends you lots of abundance. Don't forget to keep manifesting and affirming positively. Until another episode again, it is bye for now.